First up, South Australia's toxic algae continues into its sixth month, seeing one of the worst bloom explosions on record. But one town in SA's York Peninsula has welcomed a new mural calling for the marine crisis to be declared a natural disaster. The artwork highlights the ripple effect of human impact, vulnerability of our oceans, and the power of community. Sydney-based artist Patrick Hunter, aka Ink Hunter, who travelled 16,000 kilometres to donate time and paint, was supported by local artists, the Marion Bay community, and Great Southern Reef Foundation. The design hosts an underwater coat of arms featuring the rare leafy sea dragon and giant Australian cuttlefish, species threatened by the unprecedented marine catastrophe. I spoke with Mr. Hunter, local artist Jasmine Swales, and local Lockie Cameron to hear more.
Patrick, I go by Ink Hunter. I'm a mural artist. I focus on environmental themes and community engagement.
My name's Lockie Cameron. I live on Southern York Peninsula and I've witnessed the impacts of the bloom firsthand since early April.
My name's Jasmine Swales. I am a community arts facilitator on Southern York Peninsula and run a small art gallery with my artist husband, Jason Swales, as well.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much, and thanks all for joining. I'm here in Adelaide, and Marion Bay is 3 hours or just under 300 kilometres away, part of the York Peninsula, which has been hugely impacted by the algal bloom. So from a local perspective, what's the general feeling in the community?
We've seen the devastation on the beaches with a lot of deaths and the concern over what's happening out there, what's caused it. The community has really suffered with the loss of tourism as well as part of it, but just that long-term concern over what's happening with our environment, I think that's the key concern.
And Lockie, do you have anything to add to that? What's the general feeling within the community?
I think there's just massive amounts of concern. It's so widespread now. I don't know, when it first hit Marion Bay and those Southern York areas, it seemed like there wasn't much of a response, and it did take until it kind of impacted those metro beaches for a response to occur. The mortalities have sort of stopped around Marion Bay and Fowle Bay at the moment, but that damage has been done. And so just because stuff isn't still washing up doesn't mean that the problem's just gone.
You know, the problem is so significant. Over 13,000 marine animals from almost 400 species have been affected. And I understand the York Peninsula community is demanding the federal government to trigger emergency funding to protect threatened species. You have revealed the mural Southern Bloom. Despite the situation being extremely dark, the mural is very, very bright. Can you please describe the mural and the intent or calls behind it?
Yeah, the intent of the mural was to provoke thought and change, and some of the design in it is a crossover between ripples, and you can make positive or negative ripples in our environment and how we touch nature, and then kind of also represents that finger mark and the natural thing of how everyone has come together and the community of how the whole project was mostly due a crossover point, so it was from protecting the Great Southern Reef from the oil and gas rigs that we're going to get put down, and that seeing the beautiful underwater photography from the Great Southern Reef project was something that I started following from that project, and then seeing the devastation led to me reaching out and wanting to go to Marion Bay, and then I kind of rocked up, probably a little bit unprepared, but had all my paint and everything ready to go, then was guided from the community to try and find a new wall or a new clay spot. It was actually Jace's wall, the wall that we actually decided to paint. We came across, or with help from Jasmine, and to find the location, which ended up being amazing, which was the community hall, which was the lights festival called Grounded. And we had everyone there from the community while I was painting, getting ready for their lights festival, while Lockie from Pointy Point Caravan Park had me staying with him and showing me his photos of all of the weedy sea dragons that he collected across all the tables. It was just kind of like just having enough time and spending time with these people allowed the design to actually make sense. Original design was I was actually going to create was more of a shock factor, negative association with everything. But I kind of always believe good things don't grow from just pushing out more and more negativity. And so how could we create something to make people think about their actions and what are aggressive next steps? We love these creatures like the Wheatey Sea Dragon and the giant cuttlefish, and we want them to be able to return to South Australia because they're so iconic there. And how is that human impact or that touch that we've created or that ripple that we've made in the environment? And what can we think about or mitigate or change to create a better environment for everyone?
Jasmine, can you please talk a little bit about how you and Jason were involved and how you've used the devastating impact of the algae bloom and translated that into the artwork?
I guess as community members that also have those similar values and concerns on our environment, we've worked with Lockie Cameron for years on other projects like what Pat had mentioned with the oil rigs in the Bight and just protecting our oceans from things like that. And then with the algal bloom just coming out of nowhere and just causing such devastation. Like the day that Pat rocked up, we didn't know actually that he was coming. It was just a act on what's happening, I guess. And it came out of nowhere, and then Pat came out of nowhere. And you've got to act fast when these kind of things are happening. So the community was really supportive of Pat coming. We pretty much had a day to get the consultation process happening and the community on board and working with our community members and Progress Association to just say, yes, we definitely want to support this project and welcome Pat into the community. Yeah, it came about really fast, but yeah, welcome with open arms. Pat had the idea, his initial concept plan with the sea dragon, which was wonderful. But then when we looked at the space and how it fitted on that space, and we talked about what it might look like, that kind of coat of arms vision came about with the cuttlefish and that underwater ripple kind of effect, which, as Pat said, that the ripples in the community, which are so important. It was just wonderful, and everyone in the community has really supported that being a part of it to push out the message. But also, it's also a beautiful mural in our town.
And Lockie, I understand that you've been involved with citizen science with mapping the impacts of the algae bloom. Can you share a little bit about what that has been like for you and why a community or citizen involvement has been so important?
Heartbreaking. There were days that we walked the beaches and it was death every single step. It was like watching the entire ecosystem wash onto the beach with no explanation. It was just, happening right in front of our eyes at the beaches where I learned to swim and learned to snorkel. And then it just continued to spread throughout the peninsula and Kangaroo Island. Heartbreaking. I feel like I watched the whole bay's worth of Wheatey Sea Dragons wash in on one day. Thousands of sharks and rays and other species coming in. On the importance of it, it's the iNaturalist project that was created. For one, it's allowed people to be involved and feel like they are doing something positive in amongst such a large issue. And it's also provided an invaluable piece of evidence that shows just how widespread and how large the impact of the bloom actually is. That 13,000 affected, I think that that number is actually 100 times higher. I'm not quite sure where it's come from. I personally have seen more than 13,000 things dead on the beach. It's heartbreaking because it rips your heart out.
In terms of now shifting with this mural taking place, what's been your response to it and also response from the community around this mural, taking something so desperately heartbreaking and channeling that to art and making calls to our government?
I think it's beautiful. I think Pat in Cunt has done such an amazing job, and all credit needs to go to Jazz and Jace Swales for all of the work they did helping Pat get sorted on it. Also, Stefan at Great Southern Reef originally reached out to me, but what they managed to pull off down in Marion Bay is just fantastic, and I hope there's more of it around the state as we move forward.
On that note, you mentioned Stefan Andrews, marine biologist, co-founder and director of education at the Great Southern Reef Foundation, who provided provided funds for Patrick to come over. Unfortunately, he isn't here today, but I understand that he said, "This mural is a reminder of what's at stake. The Great Southern Reef is one of Australia's most precious ecosystems, and this bloom is a wake-up call to its vulnerability." Do you have anything else to add to that, especially in demanding action from our governments in response to this climate-related issue?
I think we need support in multiple different areas. There's the research side of things where we need more subtidal monitoring going on, so underwater monitoring, long-term restoration projects, but then also financial support for people that have been directly affected. There are packages and things like that out. To qualify for them, you need to meet specific guidelines, and that does make it difficult for businesses that have been impacted to actually access that funding.
And Patrick, or Ink Hunter rather, how have you felt within this situation? You've come from Sydney. What's been your response to the community's response to your artwork?
For me, one of the big driving forces and for me to coming down and using all my time and everything to get there, because it's such a long way, was definitely if this was where I live, or if this was part of where my home was, or like, and seeing all of these things, I'd be absolutely so like sad. I know people get filled with rage when, like, you know, one large blue grouper gets taken out by a spear fisherman or something like that, and it causes this huge uproar across the whole of, you know, the news network. We're having great whites get washed up, and we're having the chance that maybe the giant cuttlefish may not return, you know, next year with the eggs. And we have like all of these possibilities of the weedy sea dragons maybe not even returning. It's like, what is like going to happen is the fear. It should be made a bigger deal than it is. And I don't know if it's because they're trying to keep tourism and things afloat and trying to keep people coming to South Australia, or if what their plan of attack is for this. But the fear is also that the warmer waters are still going to come. And if that still warmer water comes and more sunlight in summer, how much further is the algae bloom going to go? I was sparked by fear, but then also really want people to come together, to rally, to find a way forward.
And Lockie or Jasmine, do you have anything else to add?
It's a really important topic, and it's great that we've been able to use art to bring it into the limelight and just get some attention around what the issues are and what's needed. So I think art's a really great vehicle to be able to do that. So we really appreciate Pat coming over and being a part of that, you know, from a different coastline, to come and support this coastline, because as far as I'm concerned, it is a global issue, something that I think the whole world needs to take notice of, how delicate and fragile our oceans can be. We're potentially facing, you know, extinction events from this catastrophic eco-crisis. So the effects in the ocean aren't known yet. It's going to take a lot more monitoring and a lot more recovery work to get some balance back there, which is going to take a lot of time. So we are walking a tightrope. We don't want our regional areas to collapse from tourism because people aren't coming because of the fear factor. So a lot of our tourism businesses are struggling to say, look, our beaches are okay, please come. And on one hand, they are. Like, we're not seeing that mass impact that we were at the start, which is likely because a lot of the things aren't there anymore. But what's underneath the ocean that we can't necessarily see, unless you're going to be out there and diving and looking at it, that's going to take a lot longer to recover.
Any attention is really good attention. I think Pat coming down and painting, getting it out back into the media cycle, the more it stays in people's vision, I don't know, the more invested they become in it. It's easy for us, having all seen it firsthand, we're in it, so we're involved in it. That just comes naturally for those people that do live in other states and it's just on their screens. It is actually impacting people. And I agree with Jasmine. I think we're looking at extinction level events for some species. I know that there's a number of species that have been already flagged to be kind of moved up on the IUCN red list from kind of uncommon up to endangered and other things like that. We have no idea the true impact until we get more people underwater. Yeah, I think the damages are far, far worse than people seem to think.
Local Lockie Cameron, lead artist Patrick Hunter, aka Ink Hunter, and local artist Jasmine Swales.